happy when it rains. All right, I've got the food. Dee's got the beer. It's time to feed the resistance. I should say, soup's on.
Yeah, I love it.
Soup's on. I'm going kind of with the theme, April showers bring May flowers this week. Because we're into April now, and I thought, well, what's a good rainy day meal? And of course, what came to me is tomato soup.
Always.
But I wanted to do it with a little twist, and this is a recipe I found a few years ago that's amazingly simple. It's a creamy tomato soup with shrimp and jerk spices.
Oh, nice.
And it's amazingly simple because basically the only work you do is chop up some onions and fry them up a little bit to start, and then you pour in 1 quart of that pre-made soup, you know, the kind that comes in the nice carton.
Yeah, yeah.
Pour in a quart of that, throw in a couple of spoonfuls of jerk spice, and again, Walker's Woods jerk spice.
Yeah.
Bring it to a boil, let it simmer for 5 minutes, and then throw in your shrimp, let it simmer for a couple more minutes.
That's
until
awesome.
The shrimp's done, and you're done.
I love that because a lot of times the comfort foods that we want are kind of long to make.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a nice, easy one.
This is a nice comfort food, and and super simple.
Yeah, super simple.
Super simple.
All right, staying with the comfort thing, I picked a Scottish-style ale from our friends at Third Space Brewing in Milwaukee. If you ever get a chance to go there.
We are so international today. Jamaican spices, Scottish ale.
Yeah, right? if you ever get a chance to tour the Third Space facility, definitely do that. It's one of the better tours I've been on. And this is a fantastic beer. So the reason I picked this, I knew you were going to have some spice from the jerk that's in there. Well, this has a nice sweetness to it.
Okay.
And there's also the breadiness and the spiciness from the different hops that are in there and or the different malts that are in there. So I was all like, okay, this goes good.
Yeah, and you mentioned the breadiness of it. My wife and I had it last night, and we just had a piece of bread with it and dipped the bread in
there.
And that really helped with the spiciness of it. I mean, I enjoy the spiciness, but it gets to be a bit much as you go along.
Yeah, but I think the spice level on this, you did perfectly.
I basically did 1 tablespoon of hot spice and 1 tablespoon of mild.
Perfect.
And then toss them in there.
All right, let's give this pairing a try.
All right. Got to make sure I get some shrimp in here.
That's wonderful.
Did exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. The breadiness of that, like, really helps out with the spice.
Yeah.
The sweetness of it helps with the spice.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Gosh, and I love that they're both red. This is just a fantastic pairing. I'm loving this.
I love it.
Good job, Pat.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank you.
All right, we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.